another edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi there, hello, and welcome. Todd Mitchell is living Planes, Trains, and Automobiles on this extended honeymoon adventure. He's still not back, folks, still not back. He actually flew Sunday from Cancun to Denver, got stuck in the snowstorm, and then I think they ended up like at 2 in the morning landing in Minneapolis last night, and then to fly out this morning sometimes. Like, unbelievable. So Todd supposedly will be back tomorrow. I'm giving up predicting when that'll happen because it has been quite the adventure. If you've been following him on Facebook, it's comical for those of us watching, but I'm sure not fun to be stuck in airports and overnighting Sunday night, last night, late in Minneapolis. And his flight was supposed to go like 6 out of Denver. It doesn't leave Denver till like 11:30 or later. And oh my gosh, what a mess. So, anyway, Todd is slowly but surely making his way back from the honeymoon. We'll be here tomorrow on the program. All right, what do we have going for you today? We're going to talk about the nanny state. We have two examples of the nanny state, one on the farm and one in Fargo, for you to weigh in on today. We're going to talk about, we didn't talk about this on the air yesterday, but we did start a discussion about it night before last on our Facebook page about the T-shirt controversy at something called Springfest at the University of North Dakota. And we have a debate on that next hour. The story was broke by an organization called Last Real Indian. The reporter, Ruth Hopkins, will join us. She's a Native American journalist. And Rob Port of the Same Thing blog. Ruth Hopkins from Last Real Indian wants some punishment here, I believe. Rob Port says much ado about nothing. I am a bit perplexed by it all and want to engage in a discussion about what constitutes racism. A lot of people saying this is racist and UND, do something about this. And I think it's dumb. I think it's, you know, not a T-shirt I would design, put together, wear, et cetera. And by the way, it didn't happen on campus, didn't happen at a sanctioned event. It was a bunch of students who were going out and spending Saturday drinking, and they made up these shirts saying, let's get super drunk. And put a picture of a Native American chief with a beer bong onto it, and now everybody's saying they're racist. I think we're a little quick to the trigger on calling things racism myself. I racism to me means I don't like you because of you know, your race, your color, your creed. It is not somebody putting something. I think these students are saying, hey, we're super drunk, and we're UND students. I think they're putting, you know, saying this so much about themselves, I don't think they're putting on a T-shirt that says, ooh, you Native Americans are a bunch of drunks. I think they're saying, we're going to spend Saturday getting drunk, and we made up a good T-shirt to celebrate it. Dumb, stupid, but racist? I don't know. Most of you agree with me on that question, and I posted it on Facebook, so we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Bottom of this hour, since we are brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, NDFB.org. And before the end of the hour, I'm going to tell you about some ways you can save. In fact, when you become a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, you'll save more on your membership in one purchase with a number of these partners, new vehicles and appliances and all kinds of things than your entire family membership. It's a great deal. So I'll tell you more about that. Wes Klein will be here. Wes is a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau and leadership with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And wants to talk a little bit about something the Industrial Commission approved earlier this year and continues to get some attention, mega spacing. They're called mega spacing units or mega units. We're talking specifically about a 25,000-acre approval in McKenzie County, all as one large drilling unit known as the Grail Bakken Unit. We're going to talk about that from the perspective of the Farm Bureau coming up today on the program as well. Now, here's the nanny state thing I wanted to ask you about. First in Fargo. Fargo City Commissioners gave approval on Monday night to a requirement that child care centers require an hour of physical activity in the city. Public health officials cooked up this idea. It would require the city's 50 child care centers to ensure physical activity every day. The concept, which does not affect home daycare, received warmly by city leaders. Question, where you live, is this something you want your city council to take up? What do you think of Fargo doing this? This, to me, is the nanny state. In other words, kids in daycare doing physical activity, very good idea, right? If I had kids in daycare, I as a parent would say, all right, I'm going to go out and find daycare that I think is have the best interest of my kids in hand, right? And want some physical activity. And by the way, if they don't do it and it's the only daycare I can get, I'll make sure that they go for a walk or a play and they're getting some physical activity. It's a parent's job. Requiring this seems rather silly. No, it's a good idea for the daycare to do it, but I don't know that it needs to be a city requirement. I don't know. Seems like bureaucrats trying to earn their keep. Kind of crazy. Another example. One in Fargo, one on the farm that I want to ask you about. Childhood Agriculture Safety Network engaging in a tough love campaign. They're a national farm safety group, and they are out to mandate, they have a goal, that children under 12 not be allowed on or near tractors. And, you know, they're using some statistics about how a child dies from injuries on a U.S. farm every 3.5 days. Isn't the story of the 3-year-old Wisconsin boy that was killed, fell out of the cab, run over by the tractor operated by his father. And they're saying children shouldn't drive a tractor until they're 14 or 15 because they lack certain abilities that come with this. And yeah, you get the gist of it. I don't want to go through this chapter and verse, but what I do want to ask you about is the nanny state and whether I'm calling it the nanny state because I disagree with it. I think folks on the farm can decide who goes near the I think, you know, farmers, ranchers, families well-equipped to handle this. They don't need the Child Agriculture Safety Network to advocate some rule they need to follow. And I'm not sure that city commissioners ought to be worried about licensed child care centers mandating that they have an hour of physical activity. I think both are, you know, make some sense. Young kids and tractors would need supervision, and you know, but I think parents know that. Farmers and ranchers know that. They don't need the Child Agriculture Safety Network. And I don't think parents need the Fargo City Commissioners to say you need an hour of daycare. Am I crazy? Tell me. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott, when you were talking earlier about this potentially new regulation for preschools to have 1 hour mandated of physical activity per day, the mental image that comes to mind are those pictures from National Geographic coming out of China with Mao Zedong and the community leaders. Every morning, the people all wearing the same color clothing and the same style all stand out in the street and do the same exercise for the same thing every, you know, it's their mandated physical requirement for the day. And I know that might be a stretch here, but that's where I think it's heading. All right, bye-bye.
I didn't quite get that creeped out by it. I just thought it was, you know, something that didn't necessarily need to be front and center. Let's see, Jim in Fargo, let's get you in on this. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Jim, take it away.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on a T-shirt. You know, the political correct police in this nation, I got two words for them. Grow up. I mean, that's stupid, and people make mistakes, and they do this, and they do that. But what it does is that when there is real racism, or there is somebody being wronged, it diminishes it because they beller about everything. Grow up just a little bit. Grow up and have a little bit of a sense of humor. My goodness. No, it's, I just can't, you know, that we've become more and more of a nanny state. It ties in with that. I mean, you know, when my son was in high school, we had a kid where we lived playing basketball. He was a good basketball player, but he had 3 F's on his report cards, we couldn't play. And my son said, well, how many F's can you? I said, the school will never determine what you can or can't do. I said, I will. I'm your parent. I don't need the school or the government or anybody else to tell me what to do with my kid or how when I'm farming or where I'm going to school or whatever.
No kidding. Great point on your part, Jim. And, you know, the University of North Dakota American Indian Student Service Center Monday said they were angry and frustrated when the university failed to take any disciplinary action against groups of people who wore racially offensive shirts at the annual Spring Fest celebration, according to a story in the Forum News Service here. So they are just angry, frustrated, and they want disciplinary action. Now, mind you, this didn't happen on campus. This wasn't a university-sanctioned event. This is some students wearing a T-shirt. I mean, I'm totally with you.
Well, here's what I think. What they want us to do is they want us to line up daily and kiss your rear end. I'm sick of it.
Jim, appreciate the call. Brian in Jamestown, when we come back, this is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On The Voice last night did Let It Go from the movie Frozen, Disney's hot new movie. I know the song by heart because a certain 10-year-old sings it over and over and over and over again at the Hannah House. So got that one down, but that was the surprise, I think, that Kat was telegraphing last week. So she's still in it and needs your votes today before the end of the hour, so remember that. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Got all these politicians, lawmakers making all these off-the-wall, crazy, wacko new laws, but how do you enforce them? They don't think about how in the heck you can enforce this kind of stuff. Make them all you want, but how are you going to enforce that stuff? Have a good day.
Appreciate the call. Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. say that issue with the kids being required to have an hour of physical activity, I mean, just a sincere question here. How is that any different than, you know, your children being in a public school? I mean, that's just an honest question. I'm not trying to be sarcastic about it. But, you know, when your kids go to school, they're required to take, you know, X amount of minutes or hours of physical education for them to pass their classes. You know, and the other thing, I talked to an 82-year-old lady just yesterday, and she's pretty mobile. She gets around real well. And I asked this gal, I said, you know, what's the secret? And she said, you got to stay physically active. And she told me, she said, when we were kids, we didn't have the cell phones, the tablets, the video games, and just the lack of social interaction. And, you know, that's coming from an 82-year-old woman who's still driving, getting around, doing everything that she should be doing. So in a sense, yeah, it's kind of bad that they're pushing people into it. But in the same respect, how many people from our generation are going to live to see 82?
Well, here's my take on it. First of all, kids having physical activity, very good idea. Question, whose job is it? Right? And again, I'm just asking, in other words, if you're a Jamestown resident, Brian,
yep.
Of all the issues in Jamestown, I mean, is this something you want them to take up? Is this, you know, another requirement for a business? And by the way, to the earlier caller's point, what are we going to now have the daycare police? With stopwatches at each of the daycare locations? I mean, how do you enforce it? How do you make sure it's happening? I mean, I'm not against kids having physical activity. I'm just thinking it's getting a little silly here that the nanny state has gotten to the point where, you know, we need the Childhood Agriculture Safety Network to say kids should be careful on tractors, and we don't want them going, you know, anywhere near a tractor if they're under 12 years of age. And now we need city commission members to tell us physical activity at daycare ought to be required. Just where I'm going with this. Seems to be the nanny state run amok.
In a sense, yes. I mean, at some point, though, certain people need guidance. I mean, some people, they don't take their kids out and do anything. That might be the only hour of physical activity they get in their day. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, people in the city got to tell parents and stuff like that. But, I mean, just look around and see how many kids are being mistreated. I mean, yeah, it's not the government's responsibility to come in there and teach them how to parent, but a little bit of guidance, maybe a few guidelines and standards, I don't think it's going to hurt much.
Brian, just for disagreeing with me today, I'm going to give you a gift certificate from the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill in Jamestown. How about that?
Right on. That sounds awesome.
It's one of our favorite spots there in Jamestown, and worth the drive wherever you're at, or for folks in Jamestown, worth checking it out. Right downtown in wonderful Jamestown. So hang on a moment. Shane will get your address, and we'll mail you that certificate, okay? Just hang on a moment. And by the way, if you're from Jamestown and you want in on Brian's deal, the next call from Jamestown today on the program, same thing. Just saying. They're already planning for Father's Day. They had so much fun on Mother's Day, they're planning for Father's Day brunch at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, by the way. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. I want to hear from some farmers or ranchers on what you think about the Childhood Agriculture Safety Network. Same premise, really, as the Fargo City Commission and daycare. With a blunt, controversial message, this National Farm Safety Group is launching a campaign to get a rule enacted that would not allow children under 12 to be on or near tractors. And they feel like they're going to be taking on tradition in rural areas, since riding a tractor is, you know, something that kids love. Do you want the Childhood Agriculture Safety Network to prevail here? Or are you capable of deciding when kids ought to be on tractors in your farm or ranch? 800-228-0550. Tell me. 701-258-0550. Here's another call that came in.
Hey, Scott. Exercise program and daycare? Are these guys kidding? Have they never had an infant all the way up to preschooler? If I recall, most of the time you're hoping those kids will slow down or take a nap. I mean, having them in structured exercise is totally needless. Talk to you later.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering, this idea came from public health officials, brought it to the city commission, and the city commission went gaga for it and loved it. And by the way, one of them said the majority of the child cares are doing this activity, but it's going unrecorded. So I guess what they're saying is we just need more paperwork for daycare facilities and businesses to undertake. They're doing it, but we really don't know they're doing it, so let's make a rule that they have to do it and have to write it down, and then we'll come by and you know, inspect. Maybe this is the inspectors union looking for more gigs, more hours. The requirement would be part of the annual 30-point health inspections that already happen at child care centers. Oh, I see. Okay. So it's one more thing for them to check out. Ordinance would require child care centers to provide full-day students with an hour of exercise. Oh, my. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Let's see here. We're going to go to Carol in Minot next year. All right. I'll let Shane take the calls and get the rest of these in here. Hi, Carol. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I think it's a good idea that they have the activities for kids. I know kids that are in daycares that do nothing but sit and watch TV. And I think the individual, not just the, I think anybody licensed, including home daycares, should have a activity regimen that they're not just sitting in front of the TV. And I think it's very important if they don't take an hour all at once. They have recess at school, and it hasn't killed any kids yet.
No, and first of all, everything you said I agree with. It's the right approach for the kids. The question is, do you want your city council to enforce it in your town? Should this be a requirement?
I think whoever does the licensing, whether it be social services or whoever it is, I think it should be a requirement that if you're going to have a license, did you get off your behind and you take those kids out and let them run, let them play, take them to a park, let them burn off the energy? Barney on Prairie Public is not what parents that's working send their kids to you for. And I think it's important that everybody, not just the daycare centers, but I think if you're licensed, you should have the same law to abide. They pull your license if you don't do it.
All right, Carol wants some extra teeth. Thank you, Carol and Minot. Minot City Commissioners, I guess you're supposed to take the Fargo lead here. Andy in Jamestown is going to give me the opinion I've been looking for from farmers on the advocacy of this farm safety group. Brad in Minot, Gene in Valley City, Daryl and Bowman. Stay tuned.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Of course, houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door doubles are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDouble.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question.
Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Can't make this stuff up. Bismarck Tribune today, story about a police report with Mandan. A Bismarck man agreed to pay a cab driver $1,200 to drive him to Mandan from Sacramento, California. Guess what happened when he arrived in Bismarck? Not going to give you the cash. I'm thinking I would have said, I'm driving, but how about the $1,200 now? You know what I'm saying? Oh, my gosh. 800-228-0550. Okay, Andy in Jamestown. I wanted to answer my question. I'm good, Andy. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Are you participating in the tractor track coming up June 13th?
No, I will not be.
I'd love to have you join me. I got a John Deere LA 1944 already just to take off at 7 miles an hour. By the way, the deadline is Friday, so you need to get your application in pronto, folks, if you want to join us for that. Anyway, sorry I digress. You called probably to answer my question. Is the Childhood Agriculture Safety Network right to be advocating for a new law that children under 12 should not be allowed on or near tractors?
Yes. I don't know. It seems to me that on that, would be almost an insult to area farmers.
An insult in what way? That you don't need to be told what's safe and what's not?
Well, that they don't understand what the limits of their own children are.
Better for you to decide.
Yeah, I think parents should definitely be able to decide what their children are able to do and what they're not able to do.
Yeah, no kidding. Parents know a little bit better than the Child Agriculture Safety Network. On that, Andy and I agree. And I promised the next caller from Jamestown another lunch on me at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. So if you hang on, Andy, I'm going to send that off to you, okay?
Oh, perfect.
It's another way to maybe bribe you into the tractor track with me.
Perfect, thank you.
All right, so hang on a moment, and Shane is going to get your information, okay?
Yes.
And we'll be right with you. Just hold tight. And then, by the way, we're going to chat with Wes Klein in just a moment about mega units. You know what a mega unit is? One has been approved by the North Dakota Industrial Commission. We're going to talk about one here in a moment. Just want to get through the rest of these calls here before we go to Wes. So let's see. I'll put Andy on hold for you. Shane, and I'm going to go to Cliff. Hello, Cliff. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Say, for the lady in Minot that just called about thinking the daycare tracking exercise for an hour is a good idea, let's have her and the city commissioners, let's have them do it for 10 years. So let's. I think what we need to do with all these issues is make these people first participate in their own laws that they love so much. So, for example, people who want to switch get rid of the Fighting Sioux nickname or the next nickname, let's find out what their child's nickname is or their team, and let's get rid of that one too. Let's get rid of all nicknames.
And then maybe we could require city commission members to have an hour of exercise before they take more of our tax money or something.
Yeah,
right?
Let's see Dennis. Yeah, let's get Dennis Wallaker out there for an hour a day, and all these guys, and they can track it and. and fill out forms for 10 hours, and if it's such a good, or for 10 years, and if it's such a good idea, we can implement it in 10 years. But that's just one you can't even make up. I just tell my wife that I'm going, my gosh, usually you can kind of predict some of the silliness that's going to come up.
Yeah, exactly. These are two beauties that caught my attention too. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks, Cliff. Let's get Bill and Belton here. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, Scott. There are some groups in the United States now that are trying their best to drive me to be a racist. Why can't I be anyway if I want to be? Secondly, recently the Supreme Court said that these government meetings can start with a prayer. Well, I suggest that the Fargo City Commission start out with a prayer in the morning saying, God, please give us the strength to find a way to save money.
Thanks. There you go. And I'm going to mandate that Bill write the prayers because that one's so good. And by the way, try that one. Try that one on the Fargo City Commission. I got a hunch you'd have a lot more resistance than you would at another rule and regulation for daycare centers, Bill. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. All right, folks. By the way, more on the T-shirt controversy. Next hour, we're going to talk with the reporter that broke the story. And the website is called The Last Real Indian. Native American journalist Ruth Hopkins, who believes this is racism, wants more done. And Rob Porter, the Same Thing blog, who thinks the story is much ado about nothing. So a little debate on that and then more of your calls on it as well. Wes Klein is here. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So we always like to talk ag issues on Tuesday when we can. And Wes is a member of the leadership of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. From Mercer County, as I recall. Right, Wes?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Good. Just a little schnitzel of wisdom, Scott. Governments can't save money. That's not in their realm. They can only not spend money. Just like governments create laws, they don't enforce the laws already on the books that they have created.
It's a good schnitzel. I wasn't aware of the word schnitzel. Tidbit, that would be another word for schnitzel, is that right? You taught me a new one today, Wes. Thank you for that.
Well,
governments are
not in the saving mode.
Yeah, no kidding. We're going to talk about something that the Industrial Commission approved some time ago, a mega unit. This was in a proposal from QEP Energy. They came before the North Dakota Industrial Commission and said, we'd like to develop 25,000 acres, that's why it's called a mega unit, in McKenzie County. And all 25,000 is one large drilling unit, in this particular case called the Grail Bakken unit. And the vote was 2-1. With Governor Dalrymple voting against it, mainly because he said, if we do it for these guys, we're going to have to do it for some others. And there have been a few of these before. Wayne Stengen said he was for it. Ag Commissioner Doug Goring said he was for it. And they said, hey, it's going to involve drilling fewer wells. So allows for development of pipelines. You got a mega unit, reduces the impact on the land. What do you think about it, Wes?
Well, it's one of those issues where you never really seem to be able to acquire all the information surrounding it. A mega unit is put into effect, but by definition, mega units or these large drilling units are put into effect for enhanced oil recovery. The state of Texas will not allow mega units because it directly affects the revenue coming back to the mineral owners. It also has a very detrimental effect on the private property owners, the surface owners. So the first question I have is, we're 6 to 7 years into the oil play in the state of North Dakota. If, in fact, mega units come into effect for enhanced oil recovery, which makes it, you create that economy of scale for an oil company to come in and do enhanced recovery, like up in the Weyburn Field in Canada, where you inject CO2 to squeeze that last bit of oil out of those wells. I don't think we're even close to the beginning of an enhanced oil recovery in any of the fields in the state of North Dakota. So then the question becomes, what's driving this and what's in it? This actually came to pass around January, right at the end of January. I don't believe it's in the best interest of private property owners nor mineral interest owners. It allows one
company. A couple of things.
Go ahead.
A couple of things I want to add in here. One, Lynn Hale is the director of the Department of Mineral Resources, recommended approval because the company estimates that they'll be able to recover an additional 2.7 million barrels of oil by developing the area as a large unit. So from the perspective of mineral owners, who I also understand have to ultimately approve this, right? A majority of them have to approve it, and I don't know
60%.
If that's where it's at now, but yeah, okay. So when you talk about the interest of mineral owners being in question, 2.7 million barrels of oil additional as a result would be better for mineral owners, wouldn't it? Because they're going to get more oil out of the ground.
Well, has that whole field, that area already been, is it in production? Is it at the onset of production, or is it declining at the end of production? I think there's some misdirection here by the oil industry to create and a situation where they're going to divide up the interests in North Dakota by creating those mega units. Right now we have spacing units of 1,260 acres. They're setting up large pads where they can drill multiple holes right now. So they're achieving this smaller footprint. The technology isn't out there to go beyond horizontal drilling beyond roughly 2 miles. So why would you give up to 25,000 acres to one single oil company if there isn't some, I'm asking, is there's got to be something else out there for this? I don't think they've achieved a 60% vote up there yet, simply because this is now just coming on the radar of surface owners and mineral owners out there. But from the information I've gleaned in the research I've done, there is when you create this mega unit, everyone in the unit now shares in the revenue. If you're a mineral owner, whether you're in a spacing unit, have oil recovery going on underneath your property or not. So then the question becomes, how does everybody share in the revenue stream without that revenue stream being decreased for the mineral owner who has the well? The interesting thing is, two legislative sessions, the legislature denied unitizing wind farms for the very simple reason that it diluted the revenue stream to the individual that had the windmill on his property. I see this as a dilution of the revenue stream to mineral and surface, a mineral surface owner. Also, in looking at some of these, the way these contracts are written, surface owners virtually lose the ability to negotiate with the oil company individually for damages, for pipelines, and for infrastructure the oil company is going to put on their property, whether they're just a surface owner or a surface and mineral owner.
Hang on, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Wes Klein with us, North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we're talking about this mega unit approved in January by the North Dakota Industrial Commission, the Grail Bakken unit out in McKenzie County. 800-228-0550.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best, with that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service. The calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle, Stanley.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On your mind. Chat with Wes Pline of the North Dakota Farm Bureau today. By the way, why do farmers do what they do? You ask, we get you answers. Here's one that came. I love this. Why do ranchers brand their cattle? We found a rancher, Mike from McKenzie County, to answer that question for you for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home at ndfb.org. Tell us, Mike.
It's an age-old tradition to mark your cattle for proof of ownership. Branding became necessary years back because cattle theft was quite common. However, our industry is ever-changing, and today's theft is more apt to come from the stroke of a pen or click of a mouse. Today, we have more and more interstate commerce, which creates a need for animal disease traceability. Brands, health papers, and other forms of ID allow for traceability. Brand inspection records are also used as a checks and balances system to collect beef checkoff dollars. Yet brands are still valuable to identify lost or stolen livestock.
All right. How about that? Appreciate it, Mike. You got your answer now, folks. If you want others answered, go to ndfb.org and the Contact Us link and ask your questions of why farmers do what they do. We'll get you answers for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, one of our sponsors on the program. I told you earlier I would give you a couple examples of the benefits of membership. Number one, the membership is pennies, literally. And the savings you get from companies like Aflac and Avis, Beltone, Case IH, Choice Hotels International, Country Connect, Progressive Farmer, you've got an auto buying program, You've got Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles. You got Nonac Mutual Insurance. You got Office Depot. You got Sam's Club, Sears, Wyndham Hotels, Vanity. I mean, it is really incredible. And a good example, Case IH. They have an incentive program where Farm Bureaus can take advantage of it. And if you're a Farm Bureau member, you get an incentive discount from $300 to $500 when purchasing qualifying Case IH products. So your dealership, your membership, rather, paid for just one trip to the dealership from the good folks at North Dakota Farm Bureau. Okay, back with our conversation with Wes Klein here. We're talking about the North Dakota Industrial Commission approval in January of a mega unit. In this case, a proposal from QEP for 25,000 acres in McKenzie County developed as one large drilling unit known as the Grail Bakken unit. And Fred had a question for Wes. So go ahead, let's get Fred's question, and we'll continue chatting with Wes about where to go with this. Go ahead, Fred. You're up at 800-228-0550 for Wes Klein.
Yeah, I was just wondering, on the best, it said it wasn't in, he wasn't in the best interest, or it wasn't in the best interest of the mineral owner or the landowner. I'd like him to explain what he means by that. And he also made the deal that it was a counterproductive effect on the mineral owner and the lease owner. I'd like him to explain what he means by that. And then the other thing I would ask him is, does he have an oil lease out there? And has he ever been out there? Does he understand fracking? Maybe he needs to get out there. I know the Farm Bureau, they trot him out about every 3 weeks to be an expert. And I don't know if he's 100 miles from home or not, but I was just wondering if he could, you know, kind of nail down that best interest, it's not in the best interest of the mineral owner. What does that mean, then, the best interest of the landowner? Thank you.
All right, Wes, I give you a few questions there. Take
yeah,
your pick.
That's great. First of all, just as with the special places, areas of interest, they passed it, they approved it, and then they said, well, we're going to create some criteria to see if it's going to be successful. To date, there is no criteria out there to measure whether that designation and the input from federal and state agencies is going to be successful. Likewise, with the approval of this mega unit by the Industrial Commission, who's creating the revenue formula back to the mineral owners? There is no formula out there right now that I know of. In fact, the first formula that they came up with, and I don't know who is they, whether it's the division, the oil and gas division, or it's the oil companies and the oil and gas division. But right now, who is creating the formula that's going to ensure that that mineral owner that has the well, if this was not a mega unit, is going to receive the same revenue stream? Because if everybody in the, if you unitize that pool of oil and everybody gets to share in the revenue stream from the oil wells, even if you do not have an oil well on your property and you're not in that spacing unit where that oil well has been drilled, but they've unitized the oil in this basically township size unit, is everybody going to receive a revenue stream at the same level they would if that pool of oil had not been unitized? Secondly, in the legal briefs that I have read.
About a half a minute left, by the way.
Okay. In the legal briefs that I have researched and read, the agreements are crafted to give the oil companies purview, and you're giving up your right to negotiate for infrastructure on the surface, because it's about oil enhanced recovery. It's not about drilling at the front end.
And by the way, we'd love to hear from some folks that maybe have weighed in on this, because mineral owners get a vote on this, and we'll not let this rest today. Well, Wes is raising the questions. Let's get some answers. Wes, appreciate the time. Sorry, we got to go.
Thank you very much.
Important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.